Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Ruth King's here. Yeah, I know. I'm excited too. Ruth's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years. How about that? She's the CEO of Profitability Channel. She's the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, which is has become one of my favorite books. Also, The Ugly Truth About Small Business and other books. And she is our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. I'm glad to be here.
And the new video channel is?
ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
There you go. So check that out, folks. It's very exciting. Some of the smartest people in the world are your guests, aren't they?
Yes, especially today. You're going to be on my show today. I didn't know that either.
I am?
Yep.
Wow. I love it. I love it when I do things like that. So good for you.
I get to turn the tables on you every once in a while, which is kind of fun.
And boy, howdy, do you do that, too. So, okay, Ruth, we live in a time when employees can get distracted easier than ever in the history of mankind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the history of the marketplace. So employee productivity is about as vaporous as anything that we have. How can we check on, how do we deal with employee productivity, or maybe I should say lack of employee productivity?
Yeah, well, the first thing to do is you've got to establish a baseline, and the way to establish the baseline to see where you are right at this moment is what I call the profitability ratio. Or productivity ratio, excuse me, I'm into profitability, you know that. The productivity ratio, which basically says for every dollar in sales that you bring in the door, how much you're spending on payroll and payroll taxes. It is FICA, Medicare, state and federal unemployment. Mm-hmm. You don't include workers' comp, you don't include anything like health insurance benefits
right,
or 401k,
right, right.
Just that.
Just
that's
the
your
direct
baseline.
Direct payroll expenses.
Well, yeah, just... And payroll, but also your salary and overhead salary, everything you write for payroll for a particular month, and divide that into sales, and that tells you. So if your productivity ratio is 40%, that means 40 cents of every dollar that you bring in the door is going to pay payroll and payroll taxes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the baseline.
A lot of small businesses would be surprised at how high that number is.
I've seen it over 100%.
Oh, geez.
Well, seriously, I have. And the owners go, oh, my gosh, you know, what's going on here? And they're having slow months, and they're still paying their people, and, you know, mm-hmm. and all those sort of fun things, and they're not being very productive, especially at that time because it's mm-hmm. slower. And you're looking at, you know, I've seen it at 101%, 102%, which means you're spending $1.05 for every dollar you bring in sales. That can't go on.
And is that number is going to change by industry, right?
Yes. If you are in an industry which makes widgets, for example, that number should be much lower than if you're in an industry that is like a consulting
services.
Firm or, mm-hmm. you know, somebody who does mm-hmm. marketing plans or something, mm-hmm. you know, that is very service-oriented. But you got to know what your baseline is. And
you also probably need to know what an industry average is, right?
I don't care what the industry average is.
Care?
I need to know what your average is. Because let's assume that the industry average was, let's say, 40%, and you're at 33%. You're going, oh, great, I'm under industry average. I don't have to worry about it, da-da-da-da-da. But next month, you don't check it, and you go up to 35.
Yeah.
And the month, you're still under industry average, but then you're going to 38. That warning bell should be going off in your head that something's going on, even though you're under industry average.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't use industry averages. I use a particular company's average.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say the first month your industry average again was 40%, and you're at 48% or 52%, and you're going, oh my gosh, you know, we're really, really bad.
Well, I just know that it's handy when you're trying to build, as you well know with your financial background, if it's handy if you're comparing your quick ratio, your debt to equity ratio, et cetera, if you're comparing those numbers, your ratios, it's good to know what it looks like in the marketplace, what was the report we used to use all the time. Anyway, it's Morris? Yeah, the Morris report is what I was trying to say. It's handy to kind of be able to just bounce those things off, just to see. I'm not going to argue with you, but I think I'd want to know my number. Give us your website quickly, please.
It's www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
But there is no argument about her calculation, folks, and about how you need to keep up. That is not. She and I are quibbling around the edges here on that. Whatever Ruth said, that's what you should do. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.